You gonna read with us this morning? We're gonna read some. We're gonna start out of Exodus, the third chapter. Third chapter of Exodus. And then we're gonna read some out of the book of Psalms. Gonna read some out of Psalms 33. Psalms 45, Psalm 71, and Psalms 105. I'm going to begin the third chapter of the book of Exodus. I'm going to read a few verses, starting with the 11th verse. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever. This is my memorial unto all generations. 33rd chapter of the book of Psalms. We're going to start with about the 7th verse. 6th verse. It says, By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. 45th chapter, book of Psalms. We'll start with the 14th verse. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. 71st chapter, book of Psalms. We're going to start with about the 12th verse. It says, O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day. For I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord, God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth. Hitherto have I declared thy wondrous work. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to every one that is to come. Psalms 105, 105th Psalms. We're going to start with the first verse. Says, O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of Scripture, some out of the book of Psalms, and some out of the book of Exodus. There's probably literally hundreds of passages that I could read this morning. I'm going to take my time. You just bear with us for just a minute. The Bible says here, and in that we've read unto you, that God had some things that he wanted to be set forth in generations. Now, I've got a strange thought. Well, I got a strange message. I believe I do. Don't know altogether what we'll do, what we'll say in one sense of the way, but I'd like for you to think about the God of generations and how many generations down through the years that God has been God. That God has been God. There's none other. Bible says in the days of Moses, before he had ever went down to the children of Israel, God spoke to Moses and he said, "You're going to set my people free." And I love what Moses' answer was to begin with. He said, "Who am I? Best way in this world, my friend, for God to use you as an individual is to ask that question, who am I? Who am I that I should go down to Egypt?" That's what Moses asked. And the Lord said, "I've sent you to my people." And he said, Moses did, said, "Who am I going to tell them sent me? Who am I going to tell them? What am I going to say?" He said, "You tell them, I am that I am." Glory! Hallelujah! He is the great I am this morning. Yes, he is. He don't change. I'd like for you to get a hold of that. He don't change. The Bible says, he said, "You tell them that I am has sent me." Glory! One generation, my friend, comes up and another passes away. Things change, but God stays the same this morning. We believe that. How much do we believe that? Have you ever thought about the cultural difference that God has had to go through? Preacher? Have you ever thought about the way that things change? My friend, but God says, "I am the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore," my friend. He don't change. Sing. I appreciate what Susan said. Sing. Sing me a song about Jesus. Sing me a song about him. Glory, thanks be to God. Just sing unto the Lord. For he is wonderful. Is he not? I'm going to take my time. I'm going to wait on the Lord. Brethren, I want you to know that God is God in all cultural generations. God is God. He's still God. God don't never change. I know God is God, and God don't never change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. Glory! Hallelujah! Glory! He's God this morning. Without Him, thank God you're not here today. That's how much God is God. Things change. God never changes. Your situation might change. God don't change this morning. No, He don't. Glory to God. I'm gonna say this. I believe this. My friend, I'm serving the same God that told Moses, I am that I am. Is He not? Preacher, He don't move in my life like He did Moses. The truth of it is, He probably moves more. You don't take notice to what God's doing around you. You don't take note. This generation don't. You know why they don't? It's because, my friend, this generation thinks, my friend, God owes them something. Amen. One generation comes, another passes away, and God is still God. Do you know David knowed, my friend, where his help and where his strength come from? It took David some time to figure out who helped him, but brethren, He figured it out today. He said, I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. That what David said? Glory to God! He ain't changed, folks. That's where your help comes from. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Lord, help me this morning, my friend, to show you as a generation the strength, thank God, and the power of the Almighty God, my friend. Is that what David said? He said he wanted to show the strength and the power unto generations. Unto generations. Listen, God is God, and God don't never change. God is God. And He always will be God. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! They ain't none like Him this morning. Woo! There's not. The question was asked in the days of Abraham. Well, the statement was made in the days of Abraham when the men had told Abram and Sarah that they was going to have a son. Abraham knocking on 100 and she was knocking on 90. The Bible said she laughed in her tent's door. She laughed. Do you know why she laughed? Folks, she has done past the time of bearing children. The flower of her age had passed. Yes, sir, according to nature, my friend. Yes, sir. The question or the statement was made, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Huh? Glory to God! I want you to know that statement is still true today. Preacher, you've lost your mind. I ain't lost my God.
Bless him, Lord.
Hear me. Hear me. I've had some of the strangest thoughts, but I can't help it. I thought, how in the world does the Lord put up with us? We're a changing people. We're a changing generation. Brethren, and you watch us real close, we'll change our God this morning. Yes, we will. Song. Sing me a song about Jesus. Sing me a song about Him. If there's ever been cultural changes in my lifetime, it's been in songs, singing, music. Yes, sir. I know what I'm talking about. Brethren, there's nothing in this world. I was sitting by a man. This is the late 70s, 78, 79. We was in the church house. We was sitting on a pew, first pew. Homecoming, Dry Creek Baptist Church. The group got up here to sing. And this particular group brought some drums with them. Hear me? And they started playing that music. Old Joe Hazelwood looked over at me and he said, Randy, he said, that's music I used to dance to. Now, Joe was a shouter. You know what? Joe didn't shout much that day. You hear me? You hear me? You folks are going to think I've lost my mind before I finish, but I'm going to tell you what I got. Brethren, I believe God is a God for today. I can't live 100 years ago. I can't live 200 years ago. I can't help what they done 200 years ago. Or 100 years ago, or 50 years ago. I was saved 1970, and you add it up as 53 years.
Bless
him, Lord. September will be to the day. Glory! Hallelujah! I was 15 years old when I got saved. I looked at Joe and I said, Joe, I said, I'm sorry, I don't know where that come from. Glory to God! I didn't dance to it, but I know exactly what he's talking about. Listen. Listen. We put everything in this world, my friend, in a bowl with God. Have we not? Have we not? There's a well-known group. This day, I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to be as honest as I know how honest is. I can't tell you a whole lot about a whole lot's going on. You'd be amazed. I don't listen to other kinds of music on a regular basis. I don't. I listen every now and again, but it ain't because I want to. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Listen to me. Brethren, there's things of this world that does not belong in the house of God this morning. Amen. Preacher, I ain't going along with all that. We have rebels. If you want to go historically, I'm from the South. You can call me a rebel, go right ahead. I'd probably been one of them that rebelled. Yeah. But I ain't no rebel when it comes to the Lord. Huh? You hear me? Huh? They something. Folks that changed me when I got saved, brother. And thank God it stayed changed. I can't help it. I'm giving you what I got. I don't know who you can blame it on. Generations, my friend, think that God stoops to their terms. He never has. He never has. Like me or dislike me. Some of us are rebels. When it comes to doing the Lord's work, when it comes to dealing with the Lord, we're rebellious. I could preach on that a while. And brethren, we continue on our rebellious ways and expect God to accept them, my friend. You hear me? Cain slew his brother Abel. And I'll tell you what the book says about Cain and Abel. It said to go not in the ways of Cain. And it said, my friend, that Jesus' blood speaks better things than that of Abel's. That cried out of the ground. Yeah. Hear me. Sing me a song about Jesus. Sing me a song about him. I know a good Christian song when I hear it. Don't you? I made a statement one day down at Stoner's. And I tell you, I don't listen to country songs. As a norm, I hear them from time to time. I've heard them. You'd be surprised what I've heard. But I've heard them. And I made a statement, my friend. I run across a country song that I liked. And you'd be surprised how many folks come through. Well, I know which song you're talking about. I know which song you're talking about. It's that song. I said, no, it's not. They wouldn't ever guess it. You wouldn't either, probably. But listen, I go in the meaning of things. Now, I'm going to say this. Brethren, it might be strange coming from a preacher. I think it's the Three Dog Night. Sang a song, and they sang a song about ill repute. And it says, mothers, don't let your sons go down to the house. Huh? Regardless, I could care less about the song, but that is a true statement. Mothers, don't let your children, thank God, go down to the house. The book of Proverbs will tell you the very same thing. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Hear me. It's hard for me to understand. I'm just going to be honest with you. And to wrap my mind and my heart around the fact that God, my friend, is in a song that old Led Zeppelin brought out. Huh? Yes, sir. That's probably too old for some of you. You hear me? Play that banging music off the wall. Can't hear yourself think. I don't know what they're singing about. And I'm going to be truthful with you. They don't either. Now, folks, I'm not in love with the Lord, my friend, because of old habits or old traditions. No, sir. Got nothing to do with it. Brethren, but when God saved my soul, brethren, He changed my heart. Thank God that He changed my soul. There were some rebels in Moses' day by the name of the sons of Kore. They come to Moses. They said, let us take care of the sanctuary. Take care of the business. Offer up the sacrifices. And Moses told them straight out, not so. You know why Moses did that? Because they weren't the sons of Levi. Huh? They were not the sons of Levi. The priest, my friend, come out of the house of Levi. That's what God instituted with that of Moses. But the sons of Kore said, we're going to do it. We're going to offer it up. They rebelled. Did they not? They headstrong. Headstrong. They is going to do it or die. You hear me? I can't help what I've got this morning, but I'm going to tell you something. Some of you rebelling. You're rebelling against the standard. Yes, sir. Like it, don't like it. Brethren, it's the truth. Brethren, one generation come, another passes away. But God is still God this morning.
Amen.
It don't make it Bible because Randy Jackson said so. You hear me? It makes it Bible, my friend, because that book right there teaches it so. I'm well within my means this morning. I listened for about 2.5 hours. Preacher, we're going to have to get you another job. I'm going to tell you some of my best times. It's when I'm mowing my grass. I don't know why. I live on a hill. It's a wonder I ain't run off of it. Hundreds of times. Glory! Now, I didn't mow grass yesterday. And I was driving yesterday, and I was driving back, and I couldn't get no station. And I run across this station, and it wasn't my kind of station. But it said Christian music. I thought, well, I'm just going to leave it right there.
Yeah.
Huh? People I had never heard of. Titles I had never heard of. They all had Jesus in them. God. They did. They was playing that banging music. I just couldn't get past it. You hear me? I just couldn't get past it. Listen. Now, your favorite country artist may have out an album, my friend, with all Christian style music. Folks, it does not make it Christian. It don't. It don't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Folks, this generation, if we worship the Lord God Almighty, we will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Outside of that, it's null and void. Makes no difference whether you like it or not. What did he tell the woman at the well? He said, the time's coming. He said, you'll neither worship in this mountain nor in Jerusalem. He said, but they that worship me will worship, brethren, in spirit and in truth. Folks, it ain't changed. There's a lot of old traditions. The eldest used to talk about traditions. She did. Quite a bit. And there's some things my Sunday school's heard me tell this, brother. They some things, brethren, that we believe simply because we've heard it all our life. Don't make it so.
That's right. Go on.
Listen. Listen. Why? Why should our Lord and our God, my friend, come down, listen, and be satisfied with all the worldness that's going on in our churches? I ain't talking about out yonder. You hear me? I ain't talking about that. That's a well-known group. Well-known. Pretty high up. Wins all kind of awards every year. I like to hear them sing. Christian. I like to hear them sing. They got them a pretty good song. But they got the lyrics, my friend, from a 1950s love song. You hear me? They got the music. They got the tune. Might not mean beans to you. When I first heard it and they started playing the music, that's exactly what I thought of. That 1950s love song. You hear me? You hear me? Oh, preacher, you decipher too much. Well, I can't unrace it.
No, you can't.
I can't. I've heard it several times. Every time it comes on, that's exactly what I think about that old love song. Preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying that we have absolutely became too worldly. Too worldly. Yes, sir. There are things, my friend, going on in the house of God with God's people, my friend, that God Himself is not pleased with. I ain't talking about your forefathers. I ain't talking about what they'd do or what they'd say. I'm talking about God Himself is not pleased with it. Do you know, being right with God is a thing of the past. I'm going to preach it. It's a thing of the past. It don't matter. It don't matter. As long as I know I'm right, it don't matter. I'm going to tell you something. If you'd listen to your heart would tell you different.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Amen.
Your heart would tell you different. I ain't never been a time in my life since I've been saved. There ain't never been a time, my friend, if that old foot went left, and it's supposed to go right. When it went left, God said, you ought not to do that.
Amen.
Now, brethren, where I kept going left was up to me.
Amen.
Did you hear that? And if I ever kept going left, my friend, they were consequences. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. David said, I'm going to show the Lord strength and power unto this generation. Now, I can't save you. There's not anybody in this house that can save you. It takes the Lord to save you. Yes, it does. You know what them sons of Korah done? They carried on. They went on. They attempted to get offer up that of the sacrifice. You know what happened unto them? The Bible says that Moses had cried out to God, and he said, if these men die the common death, or these men should not die the common death. And they didn't. They didn't. You know what happened? Bible says the ground swallowed them. Opened up and swallowed every one of them. Yes, sir? Why, preacher, that's just an earthquake. So be it. So be it. I've had people to get that technical with, well, it's just an earthquake. So? It swallowed them. Did it not? He said, these men not going to die the common death. And they didn't. Folks, I'm going to tell you something this morning. God don't operate on mine and your say-so. He don't operate on our terms. No, he don't. Folks, God is God. And God don't never change. I love that song. I know God is God. And God don't never change. Do you know God is God? And God don't never change? Do you know that? Preacher, how in the world can he be a God of today and not accept this society? He has never accepted societies. Amen. Read your book.
Amen.
Read your book.
Amen.
He didn't accept his own people. No, he didn't. Matter of fact, he brought judgment against them because of their doings. He told his own people through one of his prophets, he said, you're teaching the Gentile the evil. My people, God's people, he said, you're teaching them to do evil. Listen to me. I don't care if you're a preacher's son, a deacon's son, or daughter. You've been in church all your life. I'm going to tell you something. You can mark it down. Folks, God will not change for you.
Amen.
No, he won't. God's establishment, God's way of doing things, God's way of looking at things, and God's way of dealing with things, my friend, are set in stone. You'll not change them. Neither will I. Neither will I. I don't know your heart this morning. There's certain things I read unto you today. There are things, my friend, that God said they was going to be forever. Forever. Unto all generations. Last verse I read unto you, he said, unto thousands generations. Thousand generations. In other words, it's going to continue on. When he, in the day of John the Revelator, he said, I am Alpha. And I am Omega. The beginning and the end. The first and the last. Folks, you ain't gonna get past God because He is God. I love music. You wouldn't know it, but I'm one of them guys that I'd listen. I like orchestra music. I don't listen to it a lot. I don't just sit down and think about it a lot. But I like it. Preacher, what do you mean? You like it. You know, it ain't everybody. I'm going to say this, and I'm not shaming nobody. I can't even strum one. But it ain't everybody that strums a guitar that can play a guitar. Or a fiddle, violin.
Bless him, Lord.
Or a trumpet.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm going to tell you something. You want to hear a beautiful song, a beautiful Christian song? You listen to somebody that knows how to play it on a trumpet.
Amen.
Preacher, you've lost your mind this morning. Not a bit. Not a bit. There's nothing in this world wrong with joyful music.
That's right. Go on, Randy.
But the fact of it is, to whom is it addressed?
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Bless
you, Lord. To whom is it addressed? We're living in a day and an hour, and I'll bring my remarks to a close, but we're living in this generation. We're living in the time, my friend, that we don't want to upset our children. You know that? I appreciate these. You say, preacher, sometimes they get louder than you. That's okay. They'll hush in a little while.
That's right. That's right.
I appreciate them bringing them.
Amen.
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 I'll guarantee you one thing.
Yeah.
Brethren, they get a little age on them. And they get in meetings like we have sometimes, it won't scare them to death.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen. But we're living in this generation, my friend, to where we have to cater to the child. I know what goes on. And our government's even trying to raise them for us.
Amen.
They don't want us raising them. They won't raise them.
That's right.
On all this garbage.
That's true.
I know what I'm talking about.
Bless you, Lord.
It ain't way out yonder somewhere. It's right here. There's things, my friend, that your children needs to know about God. You hear me? Best way in this world, my friend, to get them educated and to get them acknowledged to the ways of God is to bring them to the house of God. And when you're at home, teach them about God.
Amen.
Preacher, that ain't going to happen no more. The gist of the message this morning, while they get a verse of a song, it doesn't matter what generation you're from. It doesn't matter what day you was raised in. I think about my raising quite often. I appreciate the day that the Lord has allowed me to live in. There's a lot of folks that I graduated with that's not here no more. They're gone. I read, this is a B.B. Kirkbride. That's what kind. But I read out of this Bible, it is a 1611 edition. King James Version of the Bible. It's what I come up with. What kind of Bible I got when I first started preaching. I've went through three, I think. This is the fourth one. They ain't falling apart, but they're older. And the truth of it is, I could go back. Matter of fact, I've got it. My oldest daughter had my oldest Bible, and I asked her to let me look through it because I wrote in it. A lot of good that does. I went back and looked and seen some of the things I wrote. I just thought, well, what did I write that for? Huh? At the time, it really meant something to me or I wouldn't have wrote it. But the stipulation is, I can take that Bible right there and I can take the very first one that I started with and they both read the same.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
They have not changed.
Amen.
The Word of God has not changed. No, sir. Has not. God's values, God's judgments, God's righteousness, God's salvation, whatever you want to name it, my friend, it has not changed. It is the Word of God. Bible says in the book of St. John, the first chapter, the first verse, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. First verse. That's what John wrote. Folks, it ain't changed. It's not going to change. Preacher, we need something for our young people. Give them the Word.
Amen.
Y'all don't like me for this. I know you don't. Give them the Word.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Train them. Train them. Bring them up. Nurture them. Preacher, they get old enough, they just going to cut trail anyway. They'll never forget. Never ever forget what they was brought up through. Never will. They may veer from it, but brethren, it'll go with them. When they lie down,
yes
sir, when they lie down, y'all know what jailhouse religion is? Hope not many of you. But you get them old boys down there in a cubicle, my friend, staring at the walls all day long, and a lot of them get religious. Yeah. They got it. They got it. I can tell you, not from my personal experience, but some of my family's personal experience. Jailhouse religion ain't worth 2 cents unless you're in jail. Because they think they're religious. Do you know what happens when they get out? They lose their religion. Huh? Something happened. You know what happened? They cannot handle it. You know why they can't handle it? They did not have it. You hear me? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. Does he? I've not preached you fable this morning. I hope and pray to the Lord, my friend, that you leave here with the understanding that God is God. And he don't change. God is God. There are some things between us and God that is not acceptable. It was not acceptable 50 years ago. It was not acceptable 100 years ago. It was not acceptable 2,000 years ago. And folks, it is not acceptable today. Because God is God. And God don't never change. Let us stand.